Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Galavan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Phil Galavan. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Bill Chamberlain now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Grove goes all the way around to score. Bishop moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to third. Appling moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Bill Chamberlain. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norman, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Grove goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Norman scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Appling reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Swanson scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 8-5, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Haas moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Biggs now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seeds for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.